He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
I don't know how much longer you and I are going to be friends, Anthony.
And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin of Lakers Daily. I apologize for the tears in my eyes as we get going here, as I'm laughing so hard I am crying. Because as you guys can see, for those of you who are watching live on YouTube right now, the final two bullet points here are Warriors, question mark, and Steph Curry, future Laker. And I ran those by Aaron before we went live.
But what you didn't do is run them by me before you asked if I would emergency fill in and come on the show with you. I have been bamboozled.
Right. I do have to say that is Aaron, and I do have to say, Aaron, where's your mic? Is your mic there?
Is my mic not? Is it not?
No. It is. You're just like really far away from me.
Oh, all right. I'll bring it a little bit. Let's see. Now you get all that. There we go. Is that better? Now we're close.
Much better. Yeah.
Go. Now we're good. Yep. Turned it around and brought it closer to my face.
One, yeah. You're right, Aaron. I am being very rude. Thank you for hopping on. I was searching for Nuggets people to talk to, and everybody is ducking the smoke. It's the weirdest thing.
The anti-Darvin
all of this talk about the Lakers ducking the Nuggets. Now, all of a sudden, everybody in the greater Colorado area is
they're not accepting your calls.
We're talking North Dakota. We're talking both of the Dakotas.
All
we're
the Dakotas,
Utah.
Montana.
Nobody over there wants to.
All
wants
those states,
smoke
no one cares
on the
about.
Lakers Lounge.
All those states, no one cares about. Colorado, Utah, both Dakotas, Montana, Idaho is.
I would love
smoke
to visit Colorado.
Have you never?
You know
been?
What? Huh?
Have you never been?
I've never been. I'd like to go.
Interesting. I hate Denver. I mean, I also hate the Nuggets. Just the city of Denver, I hate. It's also really difficult to play there. Everybody knows about the altitude. But the other thing that people don't know about, unless you are... the airport. Which I just learned like a week ago, supposedly is haunted also, which I didn't know until like a week ago. There's a bright blue horse statue that... is apparently cursed. I think whoever created the statue, as he was making the statue, I don't want to get this wrong. I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I believe as he was making the statue, he got cancer and passed away. And so his son tried to finish his project, his father's project, creating this horse statue, this blue horse statue. And I guess it fell on him and killed him also. So apparently there's a blue horse that is a cursed blue horse that is at the Denver airport. And there's something about maybe aliens underneath the airport as it relates to the Lakers and other NBA teams.
By the way, mushrooms are legal in Colorado.
Just about every damn thing's legal in Colorado. They are quite progressive in that regard.
I kind of wonder if these stories are coming from those legal mushrooms.
No, you can look it up. I didn't know this until... our friend, a mutual friend of ours, Bill Ryder, was telling me about it because his brother owns a really good restaurant in Denver. So Bill's out there a lot. And another person that he and I are friends with was going out there, and he was like, are you aware of the cursed nature of the airport? So I didn't know about these stories, but as it relates to the Lakers and NBA teams, the problem with Denver, aside from the altitude, is the fact that the airport is like 45 minutes away from actual Denver, the arena, the hotel where the team will stay, etc. So Denver is a miserable road trip to make, and I just hate the city. I think the city of Denver is very overrated and sucks.
All right, that's a good way to lay down the.
So now everybody's ducking you from Denver and all the neighboring states. Good.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about last night or a couple nights ago by the time you guys are listening to this in podcast form. However it is that you're taking in this podcast, hit that subscribe button. Whether you're watching live right now, scroll on down there, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, smash that like button, as my fellow YouTubers like to say.
There you go.
And then if you are listening in podcast form,
follow the podcast wherever it is that you get your podcast, preferably on Odyssey. Oh, finally, tell a friend. Tell your friends about
Yeah.
Like, let them all know. Let them know that this is the only Lakers podcast that starts with mushrooms and ghost stories about horses.
Blue horses
to preview the Lakers series against the Denver Nuggets.
I think we still need 5-star reviews, right? We don't want 5-star reviews anymore.
Important. Send your questions in the form of a 5-star review, and I'll get to them as well. So, like I said, we are going to be talking about the Lakers beating the Pelicans and moving on to face the Denver Nuggets, which means we are going to be talking about that matchup and our confidence levels as we inch closer towards a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals. The other subject from last night that we're going to be talking about, I'm ignoring the Eastern Conference play-in tournament.
Although
all those teams
we recorded, just as we are recording here, the Miami and 76ers game just ended, which was actually really interesting. It was horrible basketball, but it was really interesting. The game that's going on right now, the Bulls and the Hawks, that game can just be fired into the sun.
Yeah,
I mean, really, Utah and Houston, right? Like Utah and Houston from the West probably should just play that one. Like the 11 and 12 seeds in the West should probably just get that game.
That's what we're going to be talking about. The back end of the show, if Aaron allows us, we are going to be talking about the second game from last night.
You can talk about whatever you like at your show.
You're doing the Uncle Phil.
I'm gonna do the Hi-Ho Silver. What character is that? Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
The old Lone Ranger TV show. The Lone Ranger would say, like, oh, we're going to do this. And Tonto would say, what do you mean we, pale face? So I'm doing that to you. What do you mean we?
I'm not that pale right now. I got some color to me because I've been working in the lawn.
Yeah, the weather in Texas must be nice.
It's kind of ugly and gloomy and humid. Right. But anyway, if Aaron allows us to,
you can do whatever you want.
The Golden State Warriors potentially ending their dynasty last night. And we'll see how far into that conversation we get there. But yeah, let's start with the Lakers beating the New Orleans Pelicans. They did not wind up ducking the smoke from the Denver Nuggets. And they said so after the game. They made sure to tell everybody. You know, I was told that I come from an insane asylum by Darvin Ham personally. Mm-hmm. So that is a...
Did you want them to throw the game? I know Harrison was kind of public about it, but you were in that camp also.
They crossed the mind when they gave up their lead. I was like, oh no, like the fake,
that's
like the Drake,
terrible.
Like upset thing. He's like, oh man,
oh darn,
shoot.
Oh. Well, here's why you can't. If anything, the Warriors game, which is this is all I will say on it, and you can talk on your own show while I leave for 14 minutes later. But the Warriors game last night shows you why you can't do that, right? Klay was 0 for 10. The Kings made a million threes. The Warriors missed. Mm-hmm. You just don't do that. In a one-game elimination, any random weirdness can happen. And you just, right, like, you can look at the last Warriors-Lakers game at Crypto. The Warriors were, what was it, 26 for 41, I think it was, from three. Like, in any one-game scenario, any nonsense randomness can happen. You could even look at the Lakers and Pelicans game yesterday. If the Pelicans had even a reasonable effort on, what was that, Sunday? Yeah, the last game of the regular season where the Lakers kicked their ass. Then if the Pelicans show up and win that game, they don't have to play against the Lakers again yesterday. And Zion got hurt yesterday. And they just basically, I mean, look. The point is, you do not risk going into a single elimination game if you can avoid it. Come what may about the Nuggets. If you're going to get out of the West, you have to beat the Nuggets anyway. So come what may.
Yeah, I'd rather see if somebody else beats the Nuggets. Like, I'd rather, me personally.
Yeah, well, nobody else is going to beat the Nuggets. No, they're just not. Nobody in the West is beating the Nuggets. The Lakers'
including
the Lakers. The Lakers' best chance, though, is now. Because as we saw yesterday, here I am hijacking your show. But
no, go for it.
So my apologies for that. But what we saw yesterday,
it's our show. Like you are,
Yeah, all right.
A fine. Part of the show. You Thank are you. A big part of the show. Yeah,
so as we saw in the game yesterday or two nights ago, as you listen to this, LeBron was awful in the fourth quarter. And it looked to me, at least, like LeBron ran out of gas. And so if I am the Lakers, and I guess in some ways I am the Lakers, but having to play the Nuggets, if you're going to have to play the Nuggets at some point, presumably, look, I agree with you. Like, let's see if somebody else can beat them. I don't think anybody else can beat them. But if you're going to have to play the Nuggets, presumably, one, I like the mentality of not being afraid. But more importantly, as it relates to on the court, I think the Lakers have a better chance of beating the Nuggets now as opposed to like last year in the Western Conference Finals. And the reason is LeBron is going to be as fresh as he is going to be throughout this run. However long the run is, LeBron is going to be fresher now than he is going to be in a handful of weeks. And if LeBron, the freshest LeBron gives the Lakers their only, frankly, chance to even compete with the Nuggets and hopefully beat the Nuggets. So I would rather have the Nuggets now as opposed to 3 weeks or a month from now.
Well, the thing there is, like, LeBron was still great last year when they played against the Nuggets.
But it's a year later.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're saying if the freshness is a concern, he was not as fresh last year and he still managed to be great. The bigger factor here is, like, I mean, Jokic is going to be the best player in the series.
Yes.
LeBron has to be the second best player in the series.
LeBron or AD.
And, well, I'm not even counting on that. I'm sorry.
I'm not counting on any of it, but, like,
I'm not counting on Anthony Davis.
AD was the best player when the Lakers won the Western Conference Finals in the bubble. AD was the best player. Outside of Joker, Joker was still good, but AD was better than LeBron.
Yeah, well, and cool. Like, whatever the Lakers get.
Yeah, and cool, great.
Well, because we've since seen, what, 8 games, 12 games in which Jokic has really, like thoroughly taken it to AD since that bubble title.
He's thoroughly taken it to everyone?
Everybody, but especially, like, because the thing that Jokic does to AD that hurts the Lakers specifically is that is the Lakers' best or second best player who he turns into a noticeably worse version of Anthony Davis, right? And he scored a bunch in game one last year, but it was kind of sort of empty stuff. It's a lot of jumpers and it didn't feel all that sustainable. Like, if the Lakers have a chance in this one, AD he's not going to outplay Jokic,
no,
but he needs to outplay Jamal Murray.
Like, so I think that's the key. What you
absolutely need is that,
I,
like,
think that
if
is the
they
key.
Have any chance whatsoever, AD has to outplay Jamal Murray.
So I think that is the key. What you hope for is, look, Joker is the best player in the world. He's going to be the best player in the series. What you hope is LeBron and AD, I don't care who's two and who's three. You hope that both of them can slightly outplay Jamal Murray, right? So Jamal Murray is the fourth best player in the series. And this is not normal Jamal Murray. This is playoff Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray is a real MF-er, man.
Right. Who turns into some, like,
bad mother, shut your mouth.
Who turns into some, like, unholy amalgamation of Steph Curry and Allen Iverson in the playoffs. Yeah. So you hope that LeBron
and Jamal Murray makes him look, because you said Allen Iverson. You brought up Allen Iverson. Yeah, I really enjoy watching about Jamal Murray when it isn't against the Lakers, he still wears baggy. Like, he still wears a baggy jersey, and it's like a throwback. He reminds me a little bit of prime Deron Williams, right?
Oh, where okay. I like
he's that. He's like this, like, bigger point guard who, like, really likes utilizing that, like, not taller, but, like, he's a thicker point guard. Nice, like, lateral shift to him. He hits a lot of, like, really cool looking jumpers off of the dribble. Again, against everybody else, I really enjoy watching him. Against the Lakers, he can kick all of the rocks. But like,
I wonder about his grooming habits, but
but, like, the baggy,
this is Lakers Lounge After Dark.
This is me being a child of the, you know, early aughts, right? Mm-hmm. I was in high school from 2000 to 2004, and, like, that's everybody, you know, that's the time that they remember most fondly, their high school years and early college years, right? That's your favorite era of music, generally speaking. that is your favorite era of entertainment, whether it's TV or whatever. And for me, it's basketball. Mm-hmm. That was the era of basketball that I most like still relate to. I love the fact that superstars back then guarded superstars. You had a lot more of the one-on-one game, a mano-a-mano kind of stuff where Kobe would go up against T-Mac and those guys would guard each other and you would have Deron Williams guarding Chris Paul. And that
by the way, remember that was the thing at the draft. It was, do we take Deron Williams or do we take CP3?
Hey, man, Deron Williams, I think at his absolute peak, it was a legit conversation.
He had a good career. He had a good career.
He fell off a cliff when he went
to Brooklyn. I watched him score like 56 points. This is probably in 2007 or 8, something like that. I watched him score like 56 or 58 points at a California Pizza Kitchen, which was kind of with most of the Blazers staff. It was kind of wild.
He was a special scorer.
He was a good player. I think the key to this, though, is so I think that's a reasonable ask, right? Joker's going to be the best player in the series. LeBron and AD in whatever order being 2 and 3, and then Jamal Murray being right there. I think the key to it becomes Austin and D'Lo versus Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon and CP3. I think that's what it is. And look, this gives me no joy in saying this. I have a basketball man crush on Michael Porter Jr. I've said I thought he was going to lead the NBA in scoring. I've had this conversation.
As long as it's a basketball man crush and not like a podcaster man crush, because that dude's show is terrible.
I don't think he's the brightest dude around. And actually, you know, interestingly enough, Coach Pete and I have talked about this when I've said I have had a basketball man crush on him and I thought he was going to lead the NBA in scoring at some point and possibly, be like a superstar. And he has said, like, you don't get superstars from guys that just, well, I'm not going to say what he said, cause I'm not going to like out him like that, but intelligence matters, right? Like guys that are not pretty, that matters to being a superstar. He doesn't appear to be all that bright. What I am interested though in, and maybe this, I don't like saying this because again, I like him as a hooper. He's basically like a 6'10 Klay Thompson. I'm interested what happened with his brother today. I am interested if that affects him at all. Maybe he is just like not bright enough that it matters at all.
Just like he
doesn't get it. But if it was my little brother that got banned from the NBA, I think that would affect me at work, right? How that manifests itself, how that appears, I don't know, but I think it is a fair question to ask.
Another person, not all that bright, Jonte, the way that you want
to. So it would not appear, but it would not appear. But yeah, I think the series comes down because like Joker's going to get what he's going to get. Like nothing's going to work. The Lakers will, AD will try him, LeBron will try him so that AD can roam. Rui was sort of useful against him at times in the series in the Western Conference Finals last year. I really do think this comes down to Austin and D'Lo against kind of KCP, MPJ, and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, all these series are decided at the top. Right. That's why when the Lakers were in their bubble run, it always made me laugh because going into every series, it was like, yeah, the Lakers have the two best players in this series. But what about players 3 through 10? When's the next time that you're going to mention a Laker next time, 3 through 10? And I'd be like, who gives a fuck? The two best players are on one.
Yeah,
team.
But that also wasn't true. That also wasn't true.
It was also disingenuous, right. But it was also
KCP
like,
and Kuz and AC.
Do you not understand how basketball is played? Because remember that year, like it was, remember at the beginning of it, it was like, man, the Lakers are playing the best 8 seed ever in the Portland Trailblazers.
That's right.
Waxed.
I do remember that.
And then like they
got their one. They got the first one.
Yeah, sure. It was cute. And then
his mouth.
And then you had who was the next matchup that the Lakers faced? Was it Phoenix?
Houston.
Yeah, it was Houston. Oh yeah. And Houston was like you all the analytics nerds.
Yeah, you don't want to see Houston.
All the analytics nerds was like, oh man, what are the Lakers gonna do with all those threes? It's like, yes, we have not paid any attention to Houston in the playoffs for the last 10 years.
Was it Chris Paul's brother? It was somebody's brother from Houston. Like was in the bubble and got into it with the Lakers. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That was also a fun
well
thing.
No, it wasn't with the Lakers. It was the guy, it was Danwell House. Remember he
got kicked out. There was somebody, a relative, I think it was somebody's brother from one of the Houston guys. I want to
say Westbrook. Yeah. It was Westbrook's brother.
Oh, it was Russ. Yeah, it was Russ. It was Russ's brother that got into it. Yeah, right. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Boy, boy.
And then Lakers traded for him. And then after that, right, it was the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets, it was a fun series and stuff like that, but the Lakers were clearly the better team there, and then they wound up beating the shit out of the Miami Heat in the finals, right? Like, that team,
I really want
to when everybody tries to crap on that, on that finals, you know, run that the Lakers had, they were the best team when the league shut down. They had, just beaten the Clippers. They had just beaten Milwaukee.
Yep.
And it was like, this is the, like, I remember I did the show and I don't remember who I was doing the show with at that time. I think that was Locked On Lakers still. And I remember saying to whoever my co-host was at the time, I was like, I'm starting to get that feeling about this team. Like, I'm starting to, I'm feeling some warm fuzzies in the old tummy. And it was just like, and then the world shut down. Yeah. And then Jen and I went to sushi, and as we were leaving sushi, Woj told us that Rudy Gobert had COVID and that the league was getting shut down. And it was great because Jen and I had just moved to Texas and she didn't have a caseload as a physical therapist and I didn't have any sports to talk about. Super lovely time and hours in everybody's life.
And I thought Kevin Durant gave me COVID.
1 year old. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, let's we talked about the guys at the top of the series, and that's what normally decides this, right? Every single time I would wager that a team has had the two best players in a series, that team has won the series. I would go so, like, you could go through the eons of history, and if one team had the two best players in a series, given how many more minutes those guys play, given how much harder those guys play, if you have the two best players in the series, it is not a possible proclamation to ask a team to overcome that. So the Lakers need to split that up. They need to, and like I say this, admitting that I thought Jamal was better
than Jamal Murray, then it's over. Yes.
Jamal Murray was better than both LeBron and AD last year. Like he was absolutely incredible.
Hence the sweep. Like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so they need to split those guys up. You need to have one of LeBron or AD, or preferably if you really want to like mess around and win the thing, you need both of those guys to outplay Jamal Murray in this upcoming one. And then you talk about the other guys in this one. D'Lo can't be much worse than he was in last year's matchup. You know, the Lakers, I still think would miss Jared Vanderbilt in this matchup. You know, it would be nice to have him. It doesn't appear like they are going to be getting him back. And then, you know, from there, it's like, well, Austin, can he play, you know, closer to even with his counterpart in the starting lineup? You know, KCP was great in last year's series too. And then, you know,
Austin was also out of gas at that point last year.
Yeah. And then you have, you had Aaron Gordon score 30 in a game four.
Aaron Gordon's quite good.
He ended the Lakers season basically. And, you know, there are some things that you can point to, and that is, you know, eventually I think the plan right now is for Thursday night, Adam Mattis and I are going to get together and we're going to talk this out. It's funny because that's when we used to record Locked On NBA together. So it's kind of a throwback episode, tomorrow night. So you can look forward to that. But that's essentially what, you know, the crux of this is. I think there are some variables that have slid in the Lakers' direction here. The Nuggets don't have Bruce Brown. They don't have Jeff Green. They are going to be relying a lot more on Christian Brown, who wasn't all that impressive either this season or in last year's series. They're hoping that Peyton Watson steps up. He's a young guy in a big spot. And if it doesn't work out there, then they have like a 7-man rotation. You're hoping that Reggie Jackson does what he did again last year. He was also really good in that series last year. But they don't have that, you know, Sabrina, I thought, did a really good job of describing this. Bruce Brown was basically their parachute. He was their landing net in case MPJ didn't quite have it, in case Reggie Jackson didn't quite have it. he was their guy who would step up there and fill whatever gap they needed. He is not on that team anymore. And that does, you know, I think narrow the gap a little bit. The macro question that I have for you, Aaron, is do you think, you know, that gap was pretty sizable last year? You got swept, right? The Lakers mm-hmm. got swept. Mm-hmm. Do you think those variables that have slid in the Lakers' direction here, like how much narrower? How much more narrow is that gap now than it was last season?
I guess I'll put it this way. So if you look at the odds, I think that the Nuggets winning the series is, I think they're like, and you have fear coming up, like weird odds as a talking point. Excuse me. I think it's like, last I saw it was like minus three. It had gone from like minus 330 to minus 350 for the Nuggets, mm-hmm. which implies about a 22-ish% chance of the Lakers winning the series. That feels about right. It's maybe slightly optimistic for the Lakers, in my opinion, but
that's how it struck me. That's why I said weird odds.
It feels about right. It feels about right. Like if you play this series five times, the Lakers winning one of them feels about right. Maybe a little optimistic, but about right. I do think that it will be a more competitive game. People make fun of Lakers fans for trumpeting how it was like the most competitive sweep ever last year. People make fun of Lakers.
I make fun of Raj for saying that all the time.
but I do think that this series will be, I do not think the Lakers are going to win. I do not think the Lakers have much chance of winning. I do think that this will be legitimately more competitive than last year was. You know, in the aggregate of plus minus, will it be? I don't know. But I do think the Lakers will win a game or two this year. But I do not think the Lakers are going to win. I don't know how, unless, you know, the Lakers purple and gold colored glasses. I don't know how anybody would pick the Lakers to win, because that's just not, in my opinion, that's not reasonable. I mean, Denver has kicked the Lakers' ass, I don't know what it is now, 9 or 10 times in a row.